Well, hello everyone. Welcome to a Gamers with Coffee Saturday edition. I am taking a break from work here. Actually, it's lunch, so just figured I'd pass on a few things I had seen this morning in the news. Now, related to our gaming hobby here, and primarily this one's going to be affecting card players, tabletop players, miniatures. The reason I say that is right now, the U.S. has been in a trade war with China. And, of course, they're trying to level the playing field. The problem is, right now in our country, in America, there's very few to almost none manufacturers making anything for miniatures, whether it's dice or cards or, you know, figures. So you can't really, it's not like someone can call up and order a very low order. Most of them require high minimums. So what I'm saying is that most of the products, if not almost all of them, are coming from China. China is the one that, you know, you can get online. You can look how cheap you can buy dice if you want to buy a bag of dice or, you know, things like that. So as far as our hobby goes, the trade war is going to have, it's going to have an impact because it could raise things as much as 25%. And just this country just doesn't have any way to, there's no manufacturing base in place. Does that make sense? So while these tariffs can be beneficial in a lot of categories, such as cars and vehicles and that kind of thing, in our industry, it's going to maybe be a hurt. So we'll have to see. Like I said, there's not a lot of manufacturers that can come out there and put a product out. I mean, a lot of things are started these days, too, on Kickstarter, you know, and crowdfunded. And then those orders are then sent to be manufactured in China. So right now, that's where it's at. It's just, it's going to be very interesting because your prices could literally rise upwards of 25% just on normal things, which is going to put the stores in a bind, and it's going to put a bind on you buying things too. So it will be interesting to see how this all plays out. Obviously, things should be equal in the business world. They're just not. And that's part of the problem there too, is trying to adjust things. And there's not, in this area, there's just no compensation for it because the U.S. just doesn't have a manufacturing base really for miniature products. The upside is now, it does give an opportunity for U.S. Business people or business owners. In my opinion, this would be a good time to see if you could start up some sort of manufacturing where you could do small orders, runs of 500 or 100 or 1,000, because there's going to be an opportunity for that. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, boy, it might be a little tight. So today it might be, you know, one price. The next day it might be different. I believe these new tariffs will go into effect the first of next month there. So you have to kind of wait and see if things will go up that percentage mark. But I thought I'd just pass it along. It does make a big difference to those of us in the miniature gaming community. And you know what? It's probably going to affect video games at some point too, because I'm not sure how much of anything they have that's produced in China. I know a lot of that's downloadable content anymore, and that's ultimately going to be where video games go, is because it's not something real that you actually move around on a table. They're just going to take it from a disc, and you have so many DLCs now that that's where that's going. So I don't know exactly how it'll affect that. It might for a little bit with maybe where they buy their cases from and where they buy the CDs in bulk and so on. But I just thought I'd update you all and let you know that and this segment of the economy, just not prepared for. And while I understand there is a lot of good down the road, it's going to be, in the meantime, it's going to be a little bit difficult. And hopefully some U.S. businessmen will step up, or businesswomen, and take that opportunity and fill that gap, because for whoever does it, they're probably going to make a pretty good profit. So for now, I'll let you go. This was a lunch break podcast. I hope you all enjoy it. If you're in the Midwest, be safe if, in that area. Lots of storms, lots of tornadoes and bad weather going around. So to my fellow gamers who are in those areas, pay attention, take care of your families, and stay safe. Until the next time, you guys, have fun.